Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Red light cameras. Watch it. They're on.
Oh, that's the truth. The red light cameras in Albany are a reality. They've already been installed at two intersections. The city intends to install them at about 36 other intersections. And you should be careful. There's a 10-day grace period. The city will start issuing $50 fines to people who violate the law and go through red lights. The new chief of police, Brendan Cox, who was formally confirmed by the Common Council last night, said, "Somebody told me they noticed an awful lot of people slowing down at these intersections." So it's apparently already noticeably being working. And so slow down at the intersections because you might get a ticket.
Certainly some controversy when the proposal was floated as one reason being to generate revenue for the city.
Yes, the city's hoping to gain some revenue. Some people say it causes a lot of rear-end collisions, so it is controversial, and we'll have to watch very closely how it plays out and how much money it generates and how many accidents and how many tickets happen because of it.
Senator Marchione and the LLC loophole in the state election rules. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, our investigations editor, Brendan Lyons, takes a look at this interesting political race where Bruce Tansky, a Half Moon developer in Lower Saratoga County, who's known to support a lot of local candidates every year with campaign contributions. Last year, he got into trouble, had to plead guilty to charges that he violated campaign finance laws. He used six accomplices to funnel money to a political campaign in the town of Half Moon to support the incumbent supervisor then. You know, he pled guilty, but now this year he's giving three times the allowable campaign contribution to incumbent state senator Kathy Marchione, but he's doing it perfectly legally using a loophole called the Limited Liability Corporation loophole that allows you to set up separate companies or use separate companies that you own to make these campaign contributions. This has been used as a cash machine in statewide elections. Real estate interests in New York City have used it to funnel millions of dollars into statewide campaigns, including the fund of Governor Andrew Cuomo and other candidates. Reformers had tried to end it, but the Republican-controlled state Senate and the Board of Elections have blocked any change, and now a group is suing to have it declared unconstitutional. So it's being used to funnel money, and it's legal. And some people want to see that end.
I've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.